This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember last week where we were talking about how much water you need to drink and how there really isn't any medical recommendation out there? Well, luck of the draw, this week we have an article talking about how much water do you really need to drink. Being reported by LifeScience.com, according to the National Institutes of Health report, 60% of the average adult human body is made of water. Water's in our brain, our heart, our lungs, our muscles, our skin. Even 30% of our water, they say, is in our bones. And our water is in a variety of things. Our saliva, our pee-pee, our joints, our lubricants. So water's crucial. And we do need water. All right, so how much water do we need? Now, everybody talks about this 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. 237 milliliters are basically 64 ounces. And they say that's the wrong answer. Now, for those of you that don't know ounces to cups, neither do I, okay, 64 fluid ounces is basically 8 cups, so 8 ounces to a cup, okay? They're saying we need more. And this does, there's not really a lot of scientific evidence for 8 to 10 glasses. Now, glasses could be 2 cups. I say 8 to 10 glasses. I don't say 8 cups of water. I say 8 to 10 glasses. So I may actually still be right, even though I've said there's no scientific evidence for it. It's just a, you know, guideline. So, they say the rule that kind of originated back from a 2002 review of studies, all right, is not necessarily the only way people get fluids into them. And some people may not just drink regular water. They may drink soda pop. They may, you know, think, well, I got water from my food. And so, you can, in a way, incorporate what you get from food. Obviously, those of us that aren't drinking enough water, if we are eating food that have fluid, we're getting our water from something. Do I think many of us are dehydrated? Absolutely. I look at your urines. When we check urines in the office and the urines are really dark or they're highly concentrated based on the UA, I know you're not drinking enough fluid. So they say one source of getting fluid, all right, is this, there's an 8x8 rule we're going to talk about. But going back to food, according to Life Science, they say everything you eat contains some water, whether it's fruits, vegetables, watermelon, etc. They say some fruits, like watermelons or strawberries, are more than 90% water by weight. And according to a 2004 report from the National Academies of Sciences, the average North American gets about 20% of his or her daily water intake through food. 8x8 rule, right? 8 ounces, 8 times a day, they say overlooks other beverages like coffee, tea, milk, juice, soda that also contain water. They say coffee does not dehydrate you. You could get water from your coffee also. But the National Academy of Sciences suggests that women consume of water 2.7 liters or 91 ounces of water. Now, 91 ounces of water turns out to be about 11 to 12 cups of water a day. For men, men have to have more. Men have to have 125 ounces, or about 15 and a half cups a day, 15 to 16 cups of water a day. Now, these are general guidelines, not supported by firm scientific studies. Why? Well, because it all depends on your physical activity. It depends on how much diuretics you take in, caffeine, etc., that may make you pee, or alcohol that may make you pee. Depends on how much you sweat. There's a lot of different things. Could be about your age, could be your weight, your kidney function. The more water you lose sweating, the more you need to replace. So if you're a woman and you're thinking, all right, 11 to 12 cups of water a day, I got that. But that's if you don't exercise. If you exercise, you got to drink more. if, let's say your work is construction work, or, you know, you sweat running around from table to table, serving and schlepping drinks, etc., and food, and you sweat at work, you're going to have to drink more. A person doing strenuous physical work in a hot tropical climate is going to also have to drink more than somebody who may be back east in the cold, or somebody, you know, in an air-conditioned office. So, according to the National Academies of Sciences, they say the vast majority of healthy people adequately meet their daily hydration needs by letting thirst be their guide. Your body will naturally feel thirsty when your hydration levels are dropping, and water is the best medicine. Here's the problem. Many of you, when you're thirsty, you don't go to water. You go to your energy drink, or you go to a soda pop, or you go for a nice, refreshing, cold beer. No. One sign of dehydration is you're tired. Another sign of dehydration is you have a headache. Another is you just don't seem to make tears or, you know, saliva or nose secretions as well. And your urine starts to smell a little more, get dark yellow or orange. So the bottom line, they say if you're thirsty, you got to drink. If you sweat more, you got to drink. They say your body will take it from there. I disagree. I really think we're underhydrated. I think that's part of our obesity epidemic. I think it's part of our metabolism issues. If you're not getting enough water, your body starts to freak out a little bit. That's why with Weight Watchers, people lose a lot of weight at Weight Watchers. And I remember in the 80s, you had to drink a lot of water. They said, get that water in. Now, one thing I also recommend is stay away from water in plastic bottles. I drink water from plastic bottles all the time. It's easy. It's convenient. I just don't think I trust the plastic. I think the plastic may have something to do with our metabolism. So I suggest that if you are going to drink water, I would suggest get a glass, you know, container or stainless steel container, water bottle, and that you could carry around with you wherever. Get your favorite tasting water, whether it's sparklets or whatever, into that, and then carry that around all day long. Throw some ice into it. Fill it up wherever you see a, you know, water fountain or drinking fountain. So, you know, do we have any recommendations from doctors on how much to drink? You'll hear the 8 to 10 glasses, or now you're going to hear for men, 15, 16 cups, or women, 11, 12 cups. But this is how I would recommend. To get your water in, and take it from me who's had a kidney stone because I didn't drink enough water, make it a ritual where before every meal, 20, 30 minutes before you eat, drink a couple cups of water. Nobody does that, but they should. Drink a couple. Oh, I drank water after I worked out. No. We're talking before you eat. Then relax, wait for your food, prepare your food. You're going to feel more full. And at least you'll get hydration in. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY. Don't go away. Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, these medications, the phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors that help maintain erections, are some of the most popular medications out on the market and the most effective for erectile dysfunction. Well, now we're being told, as of yesterday, that there may be a gel that men could put on, bypassing the need to take a pill, and this gel seems to work 12 times faster than Viagra. A recent trial found rubbing a small amount of this new gel on a man's penis was 7 out of 10 times more likely to cure impotence. Why? Because it's made of nitroglycerin, kind of an oily, colorless liquid that can spontaneously, quote, explode in large quantities. Hopefully nothing explodes, right, on a man. The gel works 12 times faster than Viagra. Why? Because it releases nitric oxide gas. Nitric oxide gas, when it rubs in, will dilate blood vessels, increase blood flow. Study at the University College Hospital in London and other centers around the country found that 44% of men tested managed to achieve an erection after only 5 minutes. Out of the 220 tested, 70% said they became aroused within 10 minutes. In total, one in four men found significant improvements. So, David Ralph, a consulting urologist, told The Sun that potential advantages include potential for fast action and ease of use. Their use could be incorporated into sexual foreplay, increasing the level of intimacy between couples. Were there side effects? Yeah, headaches. Doctors claim they could alter the ingredients. Maybe that could, you know, lessen some of the headaches. I'd still be concerned about anything that helps enhance nitrous oxide. We still could be looking at issues in terms of blood pressure drops. They're not going into too much detail with that, but we'll keep you guys posted in that. So at least 10% of people suffer from erectile dysfunction, and those are people that admit to it. So I think the number is more. And they say there's about 30% of people who take erectile dysfunction medications and find no improvement. So we shouldn't just stop there when it comes to the sexual revolution of people who are middle-aged and over. You know, if Viagra isn't the end, and, you know, people don't want to admit that Viagra doesn't work for them. You don't have a lot of people that'll come and admit to their medical doctor that Viagra doesn't work. Okay, because they're afraid that they're going to have to then be given a penile pump, or they'll just say, you know what, I'm done. I guess 45 for me is the end of my sexual life. And no, it doesn't have to be that way. And boy, are women happy. Well, remember, I live in Las Vegas. So this is like one of the retiree capitals of the world. Everybody thinks Florida is, but boy, people come here and they live here and they have fun. Some men have had to inject drugs straight into their genitalia. Some have had to use a pump. So something like this could be great. Costed about £1, roughly a couple bucks, less than a couple bucks, depending on how the pound and the dollar match. Not a very expensive, treatment, and cheaper than Viagra. So pretty exciting stuff. So gas nitric oxide dilates blood vessels. And what I like about this is localized. A big problem we have with taking these other medications is you swallow them, then they have to be digested, then they have to get a pass through the liver. We have first pass metabolism, and that's a term we use depending on what the medication, has to happen to the medication for it to either become active, or if it's active and then it becomes inactive in the liver. So, you know, there has to be a lot of processing that occurs with many of these other medications. But if there's something that could be just directly applied, fantastic. All right, let's take a look at some other things around the bend. They say there's a sensor that may fit on a user's thumbnail that could prevent skin cancer by warning us if we're using too much sun, if we're getting too much sun. A battery-free UV sense device detects radiation from the sun and will change colors to show how high levels are. By measuring how long somebody has been outside, the device is about 2 millimeters thick and 9 millimeters in diameter, encourages users to reapply sunscreen when scanned by a user's smartphone. It's called UV Sense. It launched in the U.S. last week, and we don't know how much it's going to be. But it'll basically work with your phone and remind you on when to do things. You know, I have this Apple Watch. I got this for Hanukkah, my Apple iWatch. Or iApple Watch, I don't even know what to call it. Very, very cool. And it'll remind me when to breathe. It'll remind me when to stand up. You know, it reminds me to keep my exercise. It also tells me if I'm getting a phone call or whatever. I think it's a glorified Fitbit, but you know what? It works for me. It has a big screen. I like it. And it's cool. It's cool. I can live with it. I'm not really big with gadgets and tech and stuff, but I like it because it reminds me to do things. Reminding you to put some extra sunscreen on, but not just, it's been this long, you need to. No, it's personalized based on what's going on with you. Now, melanoma, one of the most serious forms of skin cancer, is one of the main driving forces for something like this type of technology. Okay, the UV Sense has a sensor and it has an antenna. It also has a capacitor that stores electrical energy. The UV rays activate the sensor, which collects UV absorption information in the capacitor. Then the antenna transmits the data to the app via the user's smartphone antenna, which is activated by tapping or waving the phone close to the thumbnail device. Measuring both UVA and UVB rays, the app gives a score That predicts the radiation's intensity and gauges the risk of negative skin outcomes, such as sunburn and wrinkles. Users can first enter information that describes their skin type to determine how sensitive to the sun's rays they are. So it's not, you know, I mean, ideally specific for you, but somebody like me, whose skin is white, 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 and it's pretty scary looking, white, I'm at high risk. So if the sensor is picking up, you're getting a lot of radiation because you forget. You're outside, you're waiting for the bus, you're waiting for a ride, you're standing in line at the Apple store, whatever. So very, very cool stuff. L'Oreal had launched a UV patch. The UV patch was launched in 2016, but this UV sense is supposed to give real time. The My UV patch can only be worn for a few days, has a positive impact on sun safety behaviors, they say, and many people were prompted to go into the shade, but, you know, apparently this other one is better, they say. And researchers from Brown University found that one glass of wine a day could increase the risk of certain forms of skin cancer by up to 11%. They say for every extra 10 grams of alcohol you take in, the risk of basal cell carcinoma rises by 7% and cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma by 11%. So alcohol, why? Maybe because alcohol increases the vascularity. Maybe it seems to dilate blood vessels. Maybe that seems to, I don't know, trigger something. Who knows? I don't know. Guys, I'm sorry, I don't. I don't know everything. I want to look like I do. I don't. Okay? Yes, I was in medical school. Yes, I was a good student. Doesn't necessarily mean I know everything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's take a look at this now. A gas-sniffing capsule can chart your digestive tract. Oh, my gosh. This capsule will smell your gut. They say to study the human gut of microbes, scientists have a couple of options, and they can grab a small piece of tissue from the GI tract or collect a small sample of fecal matter, but not a lot of people like that. So a third way that has become available to both scientists and clinicians, according to NPR, is an adjustable electronic capsule that senses certain gases released in the human gut. Some of the same stuff that you may already be familiar with. They say the capsule's creator, electrical engineer Karush Kalantarzadeh, a professor at RMIT, University of Melbourne, Australia, says that the device has already begun revealing secrets about the human gut. To test the capsule, they enlisted 26 healthy volunteers, one being himself. Each person ate the same diet to help rule out food as a cause for different results. Two volunteers ate a high-fiber diet, and two others got one with little fiber. They said they didn't have any problems, and the pill's data showed some curious oxygen measurements in the stomach. Apparently, the stomach was releasing harsh oxidizing chemicals, along with typical stomach acid to aid digestion. They said it's a very similar phenomenon, but nobody has observed it before. So, it is an inch long and half an inch wide. The electronic pill looks something like the biggest multivitamin a human could reasonably swallow. Curled around little batteries, there's an antenna. It beams data out of the body, and it can be viewed by a nearby smartphone. They say the membrane on the capsule's nose lets gases through a sensor, so it sniffs your gas and detects concentrations of oxygen, hydrogen, and carbon dioxide. You know, farts have a lot of things. They have methane and hydrogen, so they're not smelly farts. I know, why don't they just make underwear? Kalantarzadeh says those three gases were picked because they provide information about the gut. By sensing oxygen content, the pill can figure out where in the gut it's located. Oxygen apparently is high in the stomach, and then it starts to drop off through the intestines. And when the pill senses an oxygen-free environment, then it knows it made it to the colon, but then will soon exit. So they can now learn about the gut microbiome and all sorts of stuff. So, I don't know, cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ramble, 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 ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I wanted to talk to you guys about this last week. Brian wrote, I have difficulty getting past the interview stage. I interviewed for jobs 5 times since October and haven't gotten one. Not sure what, I think he means he hasn't gotten the job based on the interview. He says, not sure why. I'm friendly, well-dressed, arrive on time. Can you watch a video of me and tell me what you think I'm doing wrong? I want to say yes. I do, and I'm not sure how we would do this. Maybe on Facebook. Maybe email me. Make it small. You know, because I don't have a lot of time to. But it would be great if I could actually do mock interviews with some of you guys and girls and see what you're doing wrong. I've interviewed people for jobs. I've worked in human resources. I've interviewed people for medical school. You know, interviewing is something I like to do because, you know, I like to see certain things in people. And, you know, based on the type of job and what we think, you know, we need and what could be a red flag and what could it be, it takes a different skill set for each different type of job. So somebody looking at, you know, marketing may be looking for somebody completely different than somebody in Hollywood or for a part or for whatever. You know, you may want somebody with some guts and convictions, et cetera, you know, in one field. But, you know, when it comes to, let's say, Hollywood, they may want to know that somebody would be willing to kiss an actor with bad breath and not stand on their convictions. So, you know, it all depends on what, you know, what's needed for the job. But that is interesting. I mean, you know, he answered a few of my questions. He's not coming late. You know, what really screws you up with an interview? Coming late, fidgeting a lot. Not being prepared, having a resume that is misspelled, dates improper, weird fonts, look like it's built up too much when it's not. I mean, true, you don't want to have a, you know, two-line resume, I get that, or a CV, curriculum vitae, but you also want to make sure that you have, you know, you don't put a bunch of fluff in there. Okay, there's a lot of things that you actually have done, even in prior jobs, that you could probably include, so that could be it. If you, you know, seem to treat auxiliary staff nicely, so if you are being interviewed by the vice president of marketing, and you're rude to the person who set up the interview, or you're rude to the receptionist, you're not getting that job. They talk. Okay, nobody is minuscule or unimportant. Okay, you know, within these big companies, and it blows your mind how much control and input anybody could have within certain areas of that corporation. So don't assume, don't stereotype, etc. If you seem to BS your way through the interview. You know, it's very interesting. I had an interview. I interviewed a student a while back, and I thought the student interviewed very, very well. And the student had great answers. And I wanted to rank that student high because I said to myself, this person prepared. He busted his butt. He prepared. And for me, for medical school, that was important. Because, okay, you know, if you're going to be going in on a surgery, then you better have the night before prepared. And so I don't necessarily mind prepared answers, because to me that shows that you busted your butt, you did your research, okay? On the other end, though, the other person I was interviewing with was, well, that was too scripted. I mean, they did the research, they're telling us what we want to hear. And so the other problem you may have when you interview at a job is different strokes for different folks. Somebody may be like, okay, wow, I love the fact that you busted your butt. And somebody else could say, nah. You know, where's the real you? Now, when I interview, though, I like to make sure that I get both of those. So, for example, even though I haven't been interviewing for jobs recently, you know, ever since I closed my office and ever since I haven't worked in human resources in my past life, you know, most of my interviews now deal with medical students, but still very similarly. You know, whenever I do have somebody that does appear to be scripted, I make them go off script and I see how they do. I'll give them a scenario or I'll tell them, look, you know, why do you really want to be a doctor? Well, because I want to help people and I want to, no. You can help people in a variety of ways. Okay. There's so many, you know, doctors aren't the only people that help people. Teachers help people. Sanitation workers help people. Plumbers help people. There's ways to help people in all fields. Okay. No. Why? You know, what is your happy place? Why? You know, and then, you know, why you? Why should I be picking you? Which is another thing you're going to get with your job. I'm interviewing thousands of people. Why you for this marketing position? Why you for this contractor job? What makes you better than everybody else? Now, that's a tricky question. Because when you're being interviewed, you don't want to sit there and act narcissistic. You don't want to sound like Donald Trump. But think about it. Donald Trump's successful. Maybe he's successful because he sat in interviews or he sat in meetings saying, I'm the one you want to work with. I am the butt. And so, you know, again, it all depends on who you are trying to attract. You know, when I interviewed for jobs or when I interviewed even for medical school, the interviews that went well weren't the ones where I scripted, but when I was me. You know, so when I, you know, interviewed to wait tables, I'm like, look, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I've dropped some plates, okay? But I, you know, man, I'm fast and I promise I'll make your customers laugh and I, you know, won't sneeze on the food. I'm very good. You know, I mean, you know, things that nobody else would say, okay, I did. And that made me stand out. Now you gotta be very careful, okay? You don't wanna be too much you don't want to stand out too much. You want to still know that you could go with the grain. Again, you got to feel out what that company wants or what they want. You know, but when they looked at applicants and they decided, okay, wait a second, you know, this person is already cognizant of the sneezing on the plate, is already cognizant of not coming in late, is already cognizant of not, you know, nibbling food. Look, I'm not going to be nibbling food. I'm going to make sure I eat before I come. I'm going to make sure okay, they're going to remember that. You know, same thing with the medical student. You know, I'm like, what is it that you really want to do? And they're like, you know, I really want to make these gyms that have, you know, this wellness thing, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. And I got to tell you, when I fantasize about being a doctor, not only do I want to save lives and deliver babies and all that, but I really want to transform how we do blank, blank, blank. That's going to stand out. And so, you know, I'm not sure, you know, Brian, what might have happened, you know, with your interview? You know, did you, you know, as long as you wore deodorant and as long as you shaved and as long as you looked presentable, you know, you may want to also look to see if, are you asking for too much money? You know, are you not researching the company as well? You know, researching who's interviewing you? You know, if you are trying for a, you know, editor position, you know, at a big journal, or big newspaper company, let's say, media outlet, and, you know, I mean, have you been looking at some of their works and some of their awards? You know, and, you know, don't worry about kissing up. Say, look, at the risk of kissing up, when you guys got that award for that blank, 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 you know, it was a good piece of work. I mean, you know, I want to work here because this is the caliber that I want to be around. That's fine. That's fair. Okay? If you're telling people that you want to move, you know, as soon as you can, or you don't like, you know, the city you're in, or if you bring up negativity of your past job, that's not good. I've told you guys what to do. If you were fired from your past job, own it if they ask you. Okay? Don't sit there and rip on the boss. Never do that, because then they're going to think that you're going to rip on them. But if there were issues, if there were personality issues, if there were issues on ideas or on goals, you know, you could say that, you know, say, look, you know, I don't want to not get this job because, you know, it didn't work out at my prior employment, but maybe it didn't work out because we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I could have still worked there, but, you know, I want to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And tell them why you didn't work there and why you didn't, you know, think continuing employment was the best. So you got to be honest. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a Texas woman has died after acquiring a flesh-eating bacteria because she ate raw oysters from a buffet banquet. She died in October. Jeanette LeBlanc, I guess, was crabbing with her friends and family on the Louisiana coast in September, contracted the infection. LeBlanc and her friend Karen Bowers picked up some raw oysters in the West Wego market for a treat. The two women ate about 24 raw oysters each before she became ill. Bauer said her friend looked like she developed an allergic reaction. An allergic reaction of sorts, that's what I would call it. That's what we thought. She told KLFY 2 days later, LeBlanc's condition worsened. Doctors informed her that she had Vibrio. We've talked about Vibrio. Her partner, Vicky Berquist, explained Vibrio as a flesh-eating bacteria, had severe wounds on her legs from the bacteria. Now, CDC has stated that eating raw oysters can increase the chance you get of vibriosis. People that become infected many times do so after swimming in warm seawater with an open wound. LeBlanc fought the infection for 21 days and unfortunately lost a battle on October 15th, 2017. Most people don't last 21 days, so it was a tough fight. Now, most infections usually happen between May and October. When the water's warmer, common symptoms include diarrhea, nausea, fever, chills. More severe infections can lead to death, obviously, but eating raw oysters. You know, raw fish is a very, very risky thing. And I know, listen, you know, sushi, you know, most of the time we're fine with sushi, you know, and I just don't look at sushi as raw fish, even though I should. But raw oysters, I do. I think they're very slimy. I think they're very wet. They're very cold. And to me, that means they're undercooked, okay? And by the way, oyster, I wouldn't even eat a cooked oyster. I don't know how you guys eat oysters. But apparently, for some people, it's just, you know, the bomb. And it's a shame, you know, when somebody, you know, I mean, you know, we tell people avoid eating meat, so you have somebody that eats, you know, like, you know, a non-red meat dish, something with fish, and this is what happens. There's a possible hepatitis A exposure at a 7-Eleven store in West Jordan, Utah. I was there for a football game a couple years ago for my kids. They say customers of the 7-Eleven store at 2666 West 7800 South West Jordan, whatever, we're exposed to hepatitis A. According to the Salt Lake County Health Department, anyone who used the restroom at that store or consumed specific foods or beverages may be at risk of contracting the illness. Apparently, if you visited there between December 26th and January 3rd, if you consumed a fountain drink, self-serve beverage, fresh fruit, pizza, hot dogs, chicken wings, taquitos, or used the potty, you could be at risk. But if you ate packaged items, microwave foods, bottled beverages, not an issue. They say contact the health department or your local health care provider about getting an immune globulin or hepatitis A vaccine. The immune globulin is what we do when we think you've been infected. Hepatitis A vaccination is to prevent a future infection. Most of us have received the hepatitis A vaccine. It was given in two. You got it months apart. Well, especially if you are a food worker or a health care worker. But for many of you, you don't. And officials think, get this, up to 2,000 customers may have been affected. They say an infected employee worked while ill and possibly handled certain items in the store. Public health officials think that this case is linked to the ongoing outbreak. So, people that have hepatitis A will transmit it, like we talked about with this hepatitis A outbreak in San Diego, by oral fecal route, meaning their feces or something from their feces ends up in your mouth, hence bad hand washing. And hepatitis A symptoms are jaundice, yellowing of the skin and eyes, being tired, clay-colored stools, dark urine, abdominal pain, pain in the upper right side of the torso, which is where your liver is, loss of appetite, low-grade fever, and diarrhea. Symptoms usually begin 2 weeks to 50 days after exposure to the virus. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Air gun injuries have been on the rise now 169%. You remove your goggles, you wipe away the colorful paint, and then boom, your life has changed forever. 12-year-old boy had undergone an air gun-related eye injury, according to CNN. Was hit in the face a second time while playing at a paintball range. Without the goggles to protect him, paintball caused one of his eyes to rupture. It was unfortunate, according to Dr. Frederick, who treated the boy, his youngest patient, for this. He is a clinical professor of ophthalmology at Stanford. He actually lost the eye. We tried to repair the eye, we tried to sew it up, but the contents of the eye were so disorganized, and the chance of visual restoration was so low that it was safer to remove the damaged eye. Now, this was about 10 years ago, and the patient still has one healthy eye, wears glasses, but the injury still haunts him. Between 1990 and 2012, the rate of eye injuries tied to non-powder guns, like BB pellet and paintball guns in the U.S. have skyrocketed to 168%. Even though we're not talking about those Nerf guns, still those things hit the eye as well. They have a projectile. In the 23-year period between 1990 and 2012, the most common sports or recreation-related eye injuries among children occurred when they were playing basketball, baseball, softball, or using these non-powder guns. So, children like these. Children love to do paintball. They wear goggles, and we don't reemphasize how much they need to keep those goggles on. They'll wear the goggles, and they'll try to wipe them off, and they don't realize that somebody is shooting them in the face. So I'm looking at the boy now, who is now a grown-up, and he has his eye covered. And it's he doesn't look happy. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that kids use paintball-style protective eyewear glasses that meet certain safety standards. But here's the thing. It's more than just the eyeglasses. It needs to be almost helmet. You see, you know, with kids, kids rip off glasses, okay? I mean, you know, think about the psychology behind this. Okay, so we saw Jumanji. Great movie, by the way. I love Jumanji. Some adult humor, so watch it with younger kids, but still, be very careful with younger kids watching it. But hilarious, and I thought it was one of the best movies I've seen thus far this year, even though this year's only about 7-8 days into it. Okay, anyway. 3D glasses, people pull off. Regular eyeglasses, people pull off. Don't just give goggles. What I think needs to be done for these types of paintball or these types of, you know, sports is an actual, like, face shield helmet type thing where it being off makes you feel naked in a way. Where you're like, okay, I, you know, I'm really, now my face feels cold. But I think people take off their glasses, either their hats on or helmets on or whatever, and they just don't realize. And they think their eyes are sunk in. And your eyes are protected by orbital ridges and stuff, but not to the degree that it needs to be. 19,000 children were treated with eye injuries over that period of time frame. So, scary stuff. The American Academy of Pediatrics tells parents to insist children use paintball guns only at insured commercial paintball fields that have rules for player safety and follow guidelines. They make you watch a video, etc. All right. Apparently, some of these injuries have gone up even 500% in some ERs. All right. Middle-aged people can reverse their heart risk if they exercise. Okay? For those of us thinking, oh, we're screwed, study published in the journal Circulation analyzed the hearts of 53 adults aged 45 to 64 who were healthy but had no history of exercising regularly. And research found that if you sit a lot, recline, do radio like I do, you're at risk. You got to get off your butt, do aerobic activity. I exercise about an hour a day now. And they found that if you do so, you have an 18% improvement in your maximum oxygen intake during exercise, more than a 25% improvement in plasticity in the left ventricular muscle of the heart. That makes the heart healthier. You don't want a stiff. You want a nice. You don't want it overly plastic. You don't. But you don't want it stiff either. You want it compliant, so that can fill up and pump blood. So they want middle-aged people to walk faster. They want us to the right type of exercise. It depends. The optimal is 4 to 5 times a week, maybe 150 minutes total per week. Although many experts are saying you should exercise about an hour a day. That can include walking around at work. What I love about Fitbits or Apple iWatches or whatever is that they can count the mile. They can count the steps. 12,000 steps a day, they say, could lead to about a pound a week in weight loss. 12,000 steps a day, I think, will pretty much equate to that type of activity. It's a lot to get 12,000. So walk around your house back and forth if you have to. Chase a cat. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.